Siobhan, I'm going nuts. That's right, I'm going crazy. And hey, you know what? It's great for my health.
Really? I had no idea that going crazy could actually be good for you.
Well, that's what our title of today's article says. It says, staying healthy by going nuts. So we have to go crazy. Okay, let's do it. We're all crazy here.
Wait a minute. We have a weird saying in English. If you want to say that someone is crazy, we say they are going nuts. I have no idea why we say that.
Well, actually, we're saying it today because you're not going nuts, like going crazy, to stay healthy. We're going to talk about nuts themselves, the different kinds of nuts that you can eat, and some of the things that they can do for your health.
I love pistachios. They're my favorite.
I know. Both pistachios and cashews are nuts that I really like a lot. Today, we want to begin by talking about some of the things you can find inside nuts, some of the nutrients. We'll find out what that word means as we take a look at today's article. So, let's just go ahead and read through the first section of today's article. Potassium helps heal the body, and sodium keeps people young. Calcium and phosphorus make teeth and bones strong. Sulfur cleanses the body, and vitamin B strengthens the brain. The human body can absorb all of these nutrients simply by cracking nuts.
Roasted, garlicky, salted, or unsalted, there are endless ways to prepare nuts. The new food pyramid even places them higher in importance than meat and fish. It suggests eating 1 to 3 servings every day. But is this discovery really groundbreaking, or are we just digging up the past?
So in this first paragraph, we're not actually talking about nuts yet, although there's a lot of strange words there.
Yeah, they're the name of vitamins and minerals that we find in our foods that we eat. If you look on the back of most foods on the label, you know, that piece of paper that has all the ingredients, everything that goes in our food, you'll see these names: potassium, sodium, calcium, phosphorus, sulfur, vitamin B. They're all in there.
Right. They're all things that your body needs. You said they're all nutrients. Now, a nutrient is basically some kind of thing that your body needs to function.
That's right. All of these ingredients does something special for your body. As we learn, potassium, which I know is found often in bananas, heals the body. So if you're sick, it'll help you get better. Sodium, well, that's a fancy way to say salt, and so on.
That's right. It keeps people young. So it helps you stay young, helps you stay healthy. We have calcium and phosphorus, and many people know, of course, that calcium is good for your teeth and your bones. I remember being told that all the time when I was a kid. That's why I was supposed to drink milk every day.
Yeah, they used to say drink 3 glasses of milk a day. I know I didn't, and I definitely don't now. The closest I come to that is maybe having a latte or two a day.
Right, I used to drink a lot of milk, though.
So we have all these nutrients, all these vitamins and minerals, and basically all the good stuff that's inside your food that makes your body feel good. We're saying here the human body can absorb all of them simply by cracking a nut? Could it be, Bill?
Well, yeah. The idea is if you crack something, you break it open. So you're cracking or breaking open some nuts. And, of course, you have to eat them, too.
Okay, so my guess would be that we're going to learn about all these different kinds of foods that we can crack open now.
Exactly. We begin the next paragraph by talking about some of the flavors, some of the kinds of nuts you can eat. I mean, you've got roasted, garlicky, salted, or unsalted, but notice we're talking about endless ways to prepare nuts, so we're getting them ready to eat.
Yeah, so you can just crack them open and eat them right out of the shell if you'd like, but there's so many more fun ways to eat them. You can roast them, so cook them over a fire so they're really toasty and hot. You can have them garlicky, which I really enjoy, and all that means is you put lots of garlic on it.
Right, but notice in this paragraph we also learn a little more about how nuts are good for your health. Now, it seems there's this food pyramid. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hey, Anne, do you want to eat some almonds?
No, thanks, Matt.
But you know, according to the new food pyramid, eating nuts is very good for you.
But I thought you shouldn't eat nuts because they're high in fat.
The fat in nuts is good fat, though.
There's good fat?
Yeah. The new food pyramid differs from the old pyramid in that it recognizes there are good fats and bad fats, and you should eat more of the good fats.
新的饮食金字塔将有益健康的脂肪与不好的脂肪做区别，鼓励大家多多摄取好的脂肪。
So what's the difference between good and bad fats?
Good fats are unsaturated fats and are found in vegetable oil, nuts, and some fish, especially salmon. These fats can lower your cholesterol level and help reduce the risk of some heart diseases.
好的脂肪就是不饱和脂肪，可以从植物油、坚果、鱼类中摄取，尤其是鲑鱼。这些好的脂肪可以降低胆固醇，减低心脏病并发的几率。
Well, where do bad fats come from?
Those are the saturated fats found in red meat, like pork and beef. Also, butter, milk, and cheese have a lot of saturated fat. That's bad for your health.
猪肉、牛肉、牛奶、起司、奶油富含饱和脂肪，是不好的脂肪，不易身体健康。
See you next time.
Wow, the food pyramid. It was a list in a pyramid, so shaped like a big triangle, a list of all the foods that are important to eat.
That's right. And I guess that nuts are now more important than meat and fish. In fact,It suggests eating 1 to 3 servings every day.
A serving is just, well, a given amount that you are supposed to eat. Like you can have 1 serving of ice cream or 1 serving of rice. It's just a portion or a given amount.
So I guess like 1 serving of tea would be 1 cup of tea. So I get it. But wait a minute. Now, I've heard about people eating nuts for a long time in the past. So...Are these ideas really groundbreaking?
I don't really know if it's a groundbreaking discovery. I mean, if something's groundbreaking, it means that it's new, it's innovative, it's something that's completely different. I think that people have been eating nuts for generations, for decades and decades and years, but I think that now that we have science, we can study and learn about all the nutrients that are inside.
Exactly. You know, I just wanted to say something more about that word groundbreaking. It's a great word. When you want to make a new building or make something new that is, you know, like a house or something above the ground, well, you have to dig a hole first.In order to do that, you have to first break the ground. So it's like the beginning of a new thing. That's why we use it for a new idea.
I guess it's kind of funny, the last sentence of the second paragraph, which says, or are we just digging up the past? We say digging up the past, like going through history and sort of unearthing or going below and finding out all that stuff.
That's right. Okay, listeners, let's sit back and enjoy our fun with phrases.
Dig up.
Dinner was delicious, Mrs. Loom. What's for dessert?
I have something special.
Is it apple pie?
Actually, I dug up some of Sarah's old photos to share with you.
Mom, do you have to entertain all my new boyfriends with my baby photos?
It will be fun. I don't think even you have seen some of these.
I'd like to keep it that way. Why do you always have to dig up the past?
Here, Bobby, this is Sarah with chocolate cake all over her face.
Ah, how sweet.
This next one is Sarah's first diaper change.
Is this really necessary? Why don't you ever dig up pictures of your childhood? I don't remember ever seeing any pictures of you.
Sarah, can you see why the dog is barking?
It looks like he's digging up something in the backyard.
Well, go and stop him.
It's too late. He has a small box, and he's bringing it inside.
Oh, I will take care of it.
No, sit down, Mom. I will see what it is.
I'll go with you. I wonder what he dug up.
Give it to me. It's dirty. I'll go clean it off.
Wait, let's find out what's inside first.
Open it up, Sarah.
Are these pictures of you, Mom? Look at your big hair.
On second thought, Sarah, you are right. There's no need to dig up the past.
All right, we're back. It's so funny. Well, you know, in the next two paragraphs, we're going to learn about a couple specific nuts. But before we do that, let's first hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天的健康单元我们要谈到的是 staying healthy by going nuts. By 后面加上动名词就是借由一种方式。那么 by going nuts 的 go nuts 在英文当中它原来的意思呢就是 go crazy. 但是 nuts 呢还指的是各式各样的核仁，例如开心果啊、腰果啊、花生等等。那么这种食物呢因为非常具有营养，所以 going nuts 呢它另外一个意思就是 going crazy about eating nuts.Nuts 里头到底具有哪些的营养成分呢？第一句话里头提到 potassium 跟 sodium。此外，第一句话呢是 and 这个对等连接词连接两个子句。第二句话的主词呢也提到了两个营养成分。那么动词呢是 make， 它的受词是 teeth and bones。至于后面这个 strong 呢是一个受词补语，也就是说明钙和磷可以让我们的骨骼跟牙齿强壮。那么接下来看第三句话，同样是 and 连接两个对等的子句。第一个子句是 sulfur cleanses the body， 这里的 cleanse 呢当动词来用就是清洁的意思。那么至于后面提到 vitamin B strengthens the brain， 维他命 B 有助于强化我们的脑部。至于人体怎么样才能够 absorb， 也就是吸收这些养分呢，后面的句子告诉我们 simply by cracking nuts。by 后面加上动名词，刚才提到了是借由这种方法。那么 crack 当动词来用，意思就是敲开，只要敲开了各式各样的 nuts， 吃里头的核仁，我们就可以摄取到养分了。第二段呢，要介绍各种不同口味的 nuts。 There are endless ways to prepare nutsEndless 放在 ways 的前面，说明这个方法呢是无止境的。那么后面又有一个不定词片语修饰这种方式，提到各种不同口味的 nuts， 各式各样的 nuts 不仅好吃。 The new food pyramid even places them， 动词呢是 place， 也就是放置。 them 呢就指的是前面提到的这些 nuts， 把它们放在什么样的位置呢？这个位置是 higher than meat and fish。根据什么样的原理呢？ In importance 就是根据它的重要性。此外 it suggests， it 呢指的是 new food pyramid， 建议的内容就是下面这个动名词片语 eating 1-3 servings every day。但是最后一句话提到 but is this discovery， 这个 discovery 呢就是前面提到的我们一天要吃1-3分量的 nuts， 这件事情是 groundbreaking 吗？ groundbreaking 在这里的意思就是 something brand new， 是一件全新的事情，还是 or are we just digging up the past？dig up something 就是挖掘，这里的受词呢指的是过去以往的经验。
Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more Landmark English.I'm going nuts for nuts, yeah! Well, I like to eat them crazy nuts!
You're still going nuts, Bill?
Of course I am, because nuts are healthy, as we're learning in today's article here on Landmark English. Like you just said, this is Bill. Siobhan, we're here, we're talking about the third paragraph, and we're gonna get ready now to read through the third and fourth paragraphs. Pistachios were first enjoyed during the end of the Paleolithic period. Pistachios strengthen the immune system and protect against heart disease. This may be why, around 651 BC, the Queen of Sheba was so greedy for them. She ordered that all pistachios be harvested only for her and her court.
Cashews are in the same family as pistachios. but cashew nuts are difficult to find if you don't know where to look. Cashew plants grow pear-shaped fruits. Hanging from their bottoms are the C-shaped cashew nuts. They contain 5 times more vitamin C than oranges.
Okay, so we begin this third paragraph by looking at pistachios. And wow, people have been eating pistachios for a long time. They were first enjoyed during the end of the Paleolithic period.
Wow, the Paleolithic period? That's a long time ago. I mean, that was before cities and cars and, well, I thought before pistachios, but I guess not.
No, I guess they've been eating them since the end of the Paleolithic period. In fact, pistachios are really good for you, as, you know, our article is all about here. They strengthen the immune system, and they protect against heart disease. So, well, heart disease is easy to understand, because it's if your heart gets sick. But what is this immune system thing we're talking about? Is it important?
Oh my gosh, Bill, it is one of the most important things in your body. It's basically what keeps your body safe from diseases and illnesses and sickness. So if your immune system goes down, well, you go down too.
Right, so it's that part of your body that helps fight off all of these sicknesses and diseases. And so if pistachios strengthen it or make it stronger, that'd be great for your immune system.
Wow, I think this is so funny because the Queen of Sheba, I've heard so many stories about her. I mean, she sounds like a crazy lady, and this seems like another interesting story about her.
Definitely. It says this may be why, around 651 BC, the Queen of Sheba was so greedy for them. Now, I don't know if that's really why she was greedy for them. Maybe it was just because they taste so good. But the idea is, around this time, and that is a long time ago, look at that, almost 2,700 years ago, well, this queen was really greedy for pistachios.
Yeah, if you're greedy for something, well, that's just not a good thing. It means you can't get enough. You always want more. So instead of having one piece of chocolate, you have 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you won't let anyone else have it. You just want to keep it all to yourself. It's definitely not a good quality.
No, not at all. I mean, it's just that desire of always wanting more. Okay, so I guess this queen really liked pistachios. She wanted all of them. She ordered that all pistachios be harvested or taken from the ground, right? Only for her and her court.
Wow, that's so strange because your court is just all those people that basically live in your castle and take care of you. So I guess she was sharing a little bit. But now it's time, Bill, to go on to another of my favorite nuts. It's called the cashew, and it sort of looks like a half moon, like if the moon is in the sky, but only that little part of it is there. Do you know what I'm talking about, Bill?
Oh, I do. Actually, cashews are also one of my favorite nuts. You know, they're not very crunchy. They're not hard, and they don't crack in your mouth that much when you eat them. They have a little bit of a soft feeling to them, but they are so full of flavor.
Like you said, that sort of soft texture, and it's really delicious. It's kind of funny, though, because it says here that cashews, well, sometimes they like to hide from humans.
That's right. They're difficult to find if you don't know where to look. The plant actually grows these pear-shaped fruits. That's interesting, because when we think of the word fruit, we think apples, bananas, things like that. But actually, the literal meaning of the word fruit is some kind of thing that a plant produces that then produces seeds. So like an apple has seeds inside, right? A banana has seeds inside. An orange has seeds inside. Those fruits of those plants are really just for spreading the seeds around.
Oh, okay. So the pear-shaped fruits make the nuts. I see. And there's one more fruit comparison in the last sentence. It says they contain 5 times more vitamin C than oranges.
Wow, I know that oranges are supposed to be really good for you, especially when you have a cold, because they have a lot of that vitamin C, a very important vitamin. But I guess cashews have even more vitamin C.
Yeah, I think that vitamin C is really good for your immune system as well.
Yeah, it is, definitely. It's supposed to help you basically be stronger when you have a cold. And it also does many other things for you, like it's an important vitamin that you can't live without. You know, one thing that's kind of interesting about nuts like these is that even though they're found all over the world today, most of these nuts, pistachios and cashews, the really famous ones, well, they were only found at first in one part of the world. They had to be traded like anything else.
Wow, so it was sort of used like for currency or some kind of money, like you trade gold or fabric or jewels, and now nuts.
Right, so I guess that's what the Queen of Sheba did. She went out there, and she didn't just order that all the pistachios be harvested only for her. She probably bought all of it, too. Okay, well, anyway, there's the end of our last paragraph for today's article. Let's hear some Chinese explanation, and then we'll take another short break.
接下来的两段我们分别要介绍 pistachio 也就是开心果还有 cashew 腰果那么开心果呢 strengthen the immune system immune 这里是一个形容词的用法 the immune system 呢指的是我们的免疫系统 immune 的名词呢是 immunity 也就是免疫性 immunity 的拼法是 immunity immunity此外呢 ,pistachios 还可以 protect against heart disease, 因为有这么多的好处所以下面那句话呢说明 ,this may be why, why 后面接一个子句说明为什么 ,the queen of Sheba was so greedy for them, be greedy for something, 就是对某样事物非常的贪婪 ,them 当然指的是 pistachios, 那么这位女皇呢 ,she ordered, 当动词来用意思就是下令后面的整个子句作为它的受词子句的主词呢是 pistachios, 因为开心果是被收割所以这个后面呢要用被动语态 be harvested, 而且呢只为她一个人 only for her and her court。接着介绍 cashews, 也就是腰果。腰果跟 pistachios 呢是属于同一个 family 的但是呢 cashew nuts are difficult to find, 条件是后面这个 if 所连接的子句 if you don't know, know 的受词呢是后面这个 where to look, 如果你不知道该去什么地方寻找的话有的时候可能找不到 cashew nuts, 为什么呢因为腰果树它会结出 pear-shaped fruits, 它的果实呢形状像梨子。下面那句话呢我们用的是倒装句型强调前面这个部分 hanging from their buttons, there 呢就指的是前面提到这个果实挂在果实下头的就是 the C-shaped cashew nuts, 所以这个句子还原的话应该是 the C-shaped cashew nuts are hanging from their buttons, 因此我们要在果实的下头呢才能够找到 cashews。Cashews 的营养成分也非常高最后一句话说 They contain 5 times more vitamin C than oranges They 指的是 cashews 也就是表示呢它的维他命 C 含量非常的丰富
Alright, let's take another short break We'll be right back with more Landmark English
Welcome back, listeners. Speaking of nuts, we've been having a really interesting conversation all about all the good things that are packed inside nuts. We have all these vitamins and minerals that all really do great things for your body, and we learned that you can get them all just by cracking open a nut. Just make sure to share. You don't want to keep them all for yourself like the Queen of Sheba.Then we learned about cashews. They're this delicious nut that Bill and I both said that we really loved, and they're really, really good for you. They have 5 times more vitamin C than oranges. Bill, this is making me really hungry.
I know, especially for these really good nuts, cashews and pistachios. What could we possibly look at tomorrow that will be better?
Well, more nuts?
What do you think? Yeah, more nuts, different kinds of nuts. We'll find out tomorrow.For now, though, we should reread our article, and then we'll take a look at today's vocabulary. Potassium helps heal the body, and sodium keeps people young. Calcium and phosphorus make teeth and bones strong. Sulfur cleanses the body, and vitamin B strengthens the brain.The human body can absorb all of these nutrients simply by cracking nuts.
Roasted, garlicky, salted, or unsalted, there are endless ways to prepare nuts. The new food pyramid even places them higher in importance than meat and fish. It suggests eating 1 to 3 servings every day. But is this discovery really groundbreaking, or are we just digging up the past?
Pistachios were first enjoyed during the end of the Paleolithic period. Pistachios strengthen the immune system and protect against heart disease. This may be why, around 651 BC, the Queen of Sheba was so greedy for them. She ordered that all pistachios be harvested only for her and her court.
Cashews are in the same family as pistachios, but cashew nuts are difficult to find if you don't know where to look. Cashew plants grow pear-shaped fruits. Hanging from their bottoms are the C-shaped cashew nuts. They contain 5 times more vitamin C than oranges.
Okay, let's take a look at today's vocabulary.
Nutrient. Fruits and vegetables contain many healthy vitamins and nutrients.
Serving. Tea bags can be used to make a second serving of tea.
Groundbreaking. The scientists' groundbreaking research led to a better understanding of disease.
Greedy. The greedy little kid didn't share the candy with his friend.
Wow, I wouldn't want to be friends with that little boy.
No, but especially not if he had nuts. Hey, speaking of nuts, Siobhan, what other kind of food can you think of that is also good for your health?
Well, I know that broccoli is really great for your health. It's got lots of iron in it and lots of calcium. It's got all those great things. I remember when I was a kid, I hated broccoli. But now that I'm older, I enjoy it and I always put it in whatever I'm cooking, especially omelets in the morning.
Yummy, that sounds really good. And of course, let's not forget water. I guess it's not really a food, but it's really good for your health. Okay, listeners, that's it for day one of staying healthy by going nuts. Be sure to come back tomorrow for day two, and we'll go crazy again, nuts again. Until then, I'm Bill.
And my name's Siobhan.
See you next time.